Here in the evenings. Beth adored all her dancers, and she loved teaching the art of burlesque. It was so good to be back to in-person classes. Yes, that's it. Amy, a little straighter with your leg. Sneha, great balance. And Kate, lovely big stride there. It really emphasizes your leg length. Shall we do it again? Everyone looked great. Excellent work. Now, we are going to add an arch and twirl, like this. Beth talked it through as she demonstrated. First, step forward with your left leg so both feet are aligned and hold the stance with your legs a little wider than your shoulders, then bend over. Make it hot. Keep your ass sticking out and your spine with a slight arch in it. That's why we call it an arch. A little tip is to keep your head level with your hips, then rise up slowly back to a stance. Remember, burlesque is all about the tease, so don't be subtle. Be seductive. Once you are upright again, twirl those hips. Understood? The class of beginners nodded. Okay, let's go. She smiled as she repeated the movement for everyone. The energy in this room as they all copied her was her favorite part of this job. That's a great start. Everyone practice a few more times and I'll come around the room and help each of you. She walked around, correcting the dancers' positions as everyone tried the move. That's great, everyone. Let's put it all together and that'll do for today. Ready? Yes, the enthusiastic response made her grin. Running her own burlesque club was her life's passion, and finally being able to open up and hold dance classes again was such a thrill. Everyone who attended a class at Seraph's Burlesque Club had to be fully vaccinated against the cursed COVID that had nearly destroyed her business and killed far too many people. She walked back to the front of the class. Okay, let's put it together with the music. She flicked the remote that she had tucked in her pocket and music filled the studio. Dance classes and the energy of the people who attended made up for the ongoing worry about the future of the club. Almost. Several weeks ago, she'd learned that the building rented by Seraph's had been sold to fuck knows who, and since then, she'd spent too many nights awake stressing about what might happen now. Likely nothing would change, since she hadn't heard from the real estate company who managed the property. Back when her building had first been listed for sale, she'd done the sums and confirmed her suspicions. She definitely couldn't afford to buy it. Commercial real estate in London was so far out of her range that it wasn't even worth attempting to dream about buying it. It hadn't stopped her staring at the numbers and laughing with despair. Excellent work, everyone. She turned off the music again. If you feel ready, add your hands to the arch movement by stroking them down your thighs as you bend down and up as you rise. She showed them what she meant, and a few people in the class made an "oh" sound as they understood how it all worked together. She loved it when a dance just clicked for someone. Okay, let's go, from the top. After the dance class, she had an hour to head upstairs to her flat and eat a very late lunch before she needed to prepare the club for tonight. Her stump ached as she climbed the stairs. It always did after a dance class, but she wasn't going to give up teaching anytime soon. After she'd lost her leg just below her knee in a car accident, she'd given up performing as a burlesque dancer. She'd invested the insurance payout in her own club, and now she watched other dancers perform on her stage. The classes were hell on her stump, but she managed with a decent prosthetic, and besides, demonstrating for her students helped keep her fit and connected to dancing. These stairs were the only shitty thing about Seraph's. There were many things she loved about this old building. The location and being able to live at her place of business were her favourites. The lack of a lift was not one of them. By the time she'd come inside her flat and made a coffee, she was happy to collapse in front of her computer. Before she opened her email, she logged into the Plant Parent group. It was her guilty pleasure. The group had grown exponentially during the lockdowns as people brought the outdoors inside, and as a long-term member, she'd signed up to be one of the admins. Maybe someone in the group would decide today was a good day to start a feisty argument over the best way to grow succulents in dim light or something. Anything to distract her from her problems. The heady days of the most diva plant were a distant memory. Obviously, it was a maidenhair fern.